Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2303, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 12th of December, 2024. Welcome from me, Paul Henderson, and as usual, I'm joined by Ruth Murray. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from Norwich Evening News and the EDP, some letters to the evening news, and three features which will be read by Sam Elmhurst. We also have an edition of Norwich Citizen Winter 2024, which you will find at the end of our regular items. We have four new listeners this week: Daryl Zhang, Jim Barton and Eunice Cording, all from Norwich, and Tony James from Wroxham. Welcome to you all, and we hope you enjoy listening.
Hello everyone. Here are today's first batch of news items, starting with a multi-million pound revamp of Norwich Castle. The multi-million pound revamp of Norwich Castle is now on the home straight after suffering from expensive delays. The project is expected to be completed in the spring, with visitors welcomed into newly restored rooms in the 900-year-old building. The project, called Royal Palace Reborn, started in summer 2020. While it had been hoped that visitors would be back in the castle keep this summer, the discovery of hidden Norman and Victorian features, plus the need to replace a leaking roof, pushed this target back again. It was recently revealed that the scheme initially expected to cost about £20 million and primarily funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund has now risen to £27.5 million, requiring Norfolk County Council to spend an additional £4.7 million. The revamp includes restoring the original floor levels in the keep with a recreated Great Hall and royal apartments of the Norman kings. Two new lifts and a bridge will make the battlements fully accessible to all visitors, while a new medieval gallery will feature world-class objects loaned from the British Museum. Dr. Tim Pestel, Senior Curator of Archaeology, said, "It has been a long road, but a once-in-a-lifetime project to work on. We want these spaces to be as historically accurate as possible. It has been about 500 years since anyone has walked these halls. It is an absolute privilege, and I can't wait to share that with the hundreds of thousands of people."
A medical centre has seen over £25,000 worth of medication returned as part of a medicine amnesty. The Houghton and Wroxham Medical Centre started its amnesty in an effort to raise awareness about the problems of medicine wastage and disposal. The total prescribed medication returned to the medical centre during the month-long campaign was worth £25,149.10. The amnesty also saw some interesting items surface, including two 1987 dated bottles containing temazepam, a Class C controlled drug used to treat insomnia. In 1987, it was reported that temazepam was the most widely abused prescription drug in the UK. Charlotte Watlow, practice manager, said, "With £25,000, we could either employ a full-time healthcare assistant or contribute to the salary of a part-time GP or nurse for part of the year, depending on the specific needs of the surgery. We had a really good take-up on this amnesty, much greater than we ever expected. The results of the amnesty have shown that education is needed around how to dispose of unwanted medication. According to the government website, £300 million is lost every year in the NHS due to medicine wastage."
County councillors will be urged to fight for family farms, by voting to send a message to the government to scrap its controversial inheritance tax changes. The ruling Conservative group at Norfolk County Council has tabled a motion about the Labour government's proposals, which leaders say could hit county farmers hard. At a meeting of the council, all 84 councillors will be asked to stand with Norfolk's family farms and rural businesses to keep the cost of food down, keep rural jobs and protect the environment by formally rejecting the government's proposed family farm tax. Under measures announced in the budget by Chancellor Rachel Reeves, farmers will pay a rate of 20% inheritance tax on agricultural property and land worth more than 1 million when they previously paid none. County councillors will be asked to vote to formally reject the proposals and for the council's leader, Kay Mason Billig, to write to the government urging it to scrap the plans. Mrs. Mason Billig said, "I fear many of us take our farmers for granted, but they are a vital part of our rural communities and they need our support now more than ever. Farmers may be asset rich but are often cash poor. Theirs can be a hard and uncertain way of life. We need to fight to maintain our family farms and their way of life by opposing this unfair tax on farmers. We need them to be able to carry on supporting us and be able to hand down to the next generation."
Ongoing work to repair one of the city's most recognisable landmarks will appear seamless when complete, according to the workers. The Guildhall has been wrapped in protective wooden planks and scaffolding since earlier this year to allow building contractors, Messenger, to carry out the necessary repairs. This has included repointing parts of the exterior with gallets, small flint shingles, which will match the existing material of the building like for like. This, the firm hopes, will make the repairs blend seamlessly with the original fabric of the building. When the Guildhall was built in the early 1400s, it was used as a prison and the offices of the local government. Norwich was the second largest city in the country at that time, and King Henry IV had recently decreed it had autonomy from the County of Norfolk. It was the seat of government in Norwich until 1938, when City Hall was opened.
A Norwich restaurant has been named one of Britain's best valued fine dining spots. Benedict's in St Benedict Street features in the new list by The Good Food Guide, where it already held a very good rating. The guide said, "Treating yourself to some of the best cooking in Britain can be very expensive, but there is value to be had if you choose your menu and timing carefully." The restaurant is run by couple Richard and Katia Bainbridge and offers a modern British menu. It opened in July 2015, the same year that Mr. Bainbridge won BBC's Two's Great British Menu. The Good Food Guide said, "Benedict's handsome dining room is the stage for Chef Richard Bainbridge's distinctive cooking style. He mixes nostalgia with modern technique and local ingredients to great effect." Benedict's also features in the Michelin Guide and holds three AA rosettes for culinary excellence.